For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China has shortened its catalog of weaponry that requires licensing so as to liberalize the market for research and production of weaponry. 11 categories of arms and 755 items in total are listed in a new version of the catalog, which was released on this Tuesday. It is one-third the length of the previous version in 2005. The move is said to be aiming at encouraging competition in the industry and boosting military-civilian integration. After its seventh month of export declines, Taiwan is hoping the release of the next iPhone model and the electronics orders it may generate can boost Taiwan shipments. Taiwan's exports dropped nearly 15% year-on-year to about $24 billion U.S. dollars in August, the third consecutive month of double-digit declines. This is also the sharpest contraction since the end of the global financial crisis between 2008 and 2009. The island's imports also posted negative growth for the ninth consecutive month in August with a 16.7% decline. China's e-commerce giant Alibaba has announced that it would cut its graduate recruitment quota as part of a talent strategy adjustment. The company originally planned to recruit some 3,000 graduates in 2016. However, according to a post on its graduate hiring website, the quota will be cut and the recruitment process will become more competitive. Alibaba did not elaborate on the reasons behind its decision. Chu Yang, who is responsible for graduate recruitment, denied a rumor that Alibaba had slashed its quota to only 400 graduates. Chu says the company has already handed out more than 1,400 offers and several hundred more are said to be in the pipeline. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has moved a motion to force a vote on approving the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement. In an effort to speed up the process and force Labor to accept the deal, Abbott called on opposition leader Bill Shorten to rubber stamp the agreement. Shorten has asked to amend the agreement, stating that labor market testing had to be compulsory for projects worth in excess of $110 million U.S. dollars. This would ensure Australian citizens and permanent residents had a priority to apply for advertised jobs before those coming into Australia on a working visa. An unprecedented sandstorm has hit several regions in Lebanon, bringing visibility to extremely low levels. George Katana, an official with the Red Cross, says the number of people hospitalized as a result of the sandstorm has risen to 130. The hospitalized people were mainly complaining of respiratory difficulties. The meteorological department at Beirut's Rafik Hariri International Airport described the storm as unprecedented in the country, expecting the storm to last a few more days. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has expressed his willingness to accept Uruguay's mediation to help overcome the diplomatic difficulties with Venezuela on the border crisis. Santos also said he was willing to talk directly to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, possibly in the Uruguayan capital of Montevideo. The president confirmed that he had talked with his Uruguayan counterpart Tiberio Vazquez on the phone and accepted his goodwill for a peaceful mediation. However, no date has been discussed or set for a direct dialogue with Maduro. South Korea and North Korea have agreed to hold a reunion of Korean families late next month in the Mount Kumgang Resort. The South Korean Unification Ministry said on Monday that the first family reunion in more than 1.5 years will be held from October 20th to October 26th. About 100 people each from the two Koreas would meet their long-lost relatives during the upcoming event. The two Koreas also agreed to hold another Red Cross talk at an early date to discuss future family reunions and other issues of mutual concern. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has said that his country is ready to talk with the United States, Saudi Arabia, and other influential countries over the future of Syria. Rouhani made the remarks on Tuesday in Tehran during a joint press conference with the visiting Austrian President Heinz Fischer. He stressed that the people of Syria will be the sole determiners of the future of their own country instead of any foreign power. The UK's Shadow International Development Secretary Mary Krieg has paid a visit to a Syrian refugee camp in Lebanon. During her visit to the camp, Krieg urged Western countries to help Lebanon and neighboring countries by making sure humanitarian programs are fully funded. It's estimated that over 4 million Syrians have fled Syria into neighboring countries since 2011. Lebanon is now carrying a heavy burden, with more than 1 million Syrian refugees registered there as of 25 August 2015. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.